think they're smart, but what do they know? It's Hector and Krish, the pedestrian show.
They changed their name just for you, but what do they know? They still got sued.
The pedestrians, download Stitcher iTunes. The pedestrians, it's the one without a review.
Their friends make jokes at their expense, but the biggest laughs on the audience.
So sit right back, grab a beer, you're gonna need it, Shreether is here.
The pedestrians, download Stitcher iTunes. The pedestrians, won't you leave a review?
Hey, thanks for downloading another episode of the Podestrian Podcast. You're about to listen to the second half of our conversation with Sal and Lexi.
Recorded on November 18th, 2017, not released until today.
Yeah, which is quite a while. Krish, do you want to explain why?
Yeah, I guess we're still at the negotiating table with Hector and Krish.
Yeah, we're still at the negotiating table. It's been months. They've threatened to go on strike. They're forming picket lines.
What do you think about that, Hector?
Well, I feel like it's painting us into a corner here. We are not against the people.
Okay? We're not against the people. We're trying to do this as cheaply as possible.
Yeah, and they're painting us as corporate fat cats.
We are a startup.
We're public too. Yeah, we're public. A public startup.
We offer our shows for free.
And we are answerable to our investors, and our investors are you, the listeners.
The ones who are subscribing to our show on iTunes and Stitcher.
The ones who are following us on Twitter and liking us on Facebook.
The ones who are going to our website, thepodestrians.com, just to see what we're about.
Yeah, you guys, we do this for you, we answer to you, and Hector and Krish are messing things up.
They're totally, like, they're going and they're, like, riling people up.
They're troublemakers.
And
they're just being, they're being selfish.
Rude. Spoiled brats.
Exactly. Krish, I want to tell you that I enjoy doing this podcast with you.
Hector, I couldn't agree more. Like, I enjoy doing this with you.
I enjoy releasing our free podcast, for which we get paid nary a dime.
No, we nary a dime. We in fact pay Subway to sponsor us.
Exactly. This is. We are working on the sort of Amazon business model.
Yes, of giving our stuff away as cheaply as
possible. So
we're not profit making.
We're not about making profits. We're about saving the world one drone at a time.
Yes.
And so again, we thank you for downloading this episode. We hope that you stick with us despite these tense labor negotiations.
Yes. Thank you for doing that.
Please come check us out every second Friday of every month at 2081 Mission Street in San Francisco, California.
The most expensive city on the planet.
The most expensive city in this galaxy. And really, we thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Because time is money. And right now, we've just spent millions of dollars broadcasting this. Thank you, bye!
Check. Welcome back.
Are we recording?
We are recording. Welcome back.
Okay.
Is it? What is it?
Yeah.
This is radio. Live.
Mail Kim. Ugh, what an annoying podcast joke.
Yeah.
I'll go.
Yeah. Radio Lab. What an annoying podcast.
I love Radio
Lab. You what? You
I
love
Radio
it?
Lab. There, I said it.
But what about
welcome to
you said what about dogs could be
every week we explore stories based around a theme.
I love that show. I cry even when it's not sad.
Lexi, you could make a podcast show about dogs. It could be Radio Labrador. God.
Oh!
Where every week I talk to another Labrador.
You talk to a Labrador.
I watched a video this morning about a pair of people who does performance for pets. Have you guys seen that?
That makes no sense.
I can't tell if it's a joke, but it
I know
real.
That Lou Reed did a concert for dogs.
That's
once.
Funny. This is like a purely physical theatrical experience that the dogs are having.
Are they just playing with the dog?
I will show you the video and you will understand.
It sounds like they're just playing with the dog.
It's
at that point.
Almost that, but it has more to do with the dog as a spectator, I think.
That is interesting. So the dog, they're not even interacting. It's not.
They are.
It's not like, can I get a suggestion from the dog audience, please?
Yeah.
There's none of that.
No.
It's just the dogs show up. They're like, hello, San Francisco.
You're really trying to find a pun somewhere along the way. I never know the turnoffs.
San Francisco.
San Francisco.
San Francisco. Yep.
Dogs aren't embarrassed by their farts.
No.
They fart, and it's like they have this look of like,
What do you want?
What about it?
I was at work yesterday, and there was this dog, and I was just watching it for a little bit, and it was doing like a down dog and an up dog, and I was like, just doing.
Wait,
it
what's
it,
up dog?
Oh, get out!
Yeah, get out of the tent cell. It's something a dog does. You have to watch them for a while, or you could also go to a yoga studio. So,
okay.
Like, those are your options. But I was like watching. I was like, it's just stretching when it needs to, and I feel like I don't do that. And I was like, oh, that's a cool thing a dog does.
I've had the same thought, not about stretching, but about the way that they. Because I really don't like conflict or confrontation, and I'm working on that. And I have had the same thought where it's like, okay, if I could do the way that the dog does it, I could be better at this. Like, I love watching dogs interact at dog parks all the time. And it's interesting because they'll be getting along and then one dog will, I guess, like put its nose somewhere that the first dog maybe like had a wound there and it'll like bark or snap. And then the dog is like, cool, now I know not to do that. And then they go back to playing. And it's not like, well, I don't like the way that dog reacted and that's the end of
our dog
friendship.
They don't hold a grudge. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you just kind of go like, ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. Not there then.
Not there.
Yeah. All right. And then they go back.
And they're like, those are mine.
Yeah. Be like a dog. Ears. Don't hold a grudge.
Yeah. I mean, and then also, you know, like the dogs who are like, oh, I shouldn't hang out with that dog.
He bites
me every time we're friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're just like people. There's a distribution of like good dogs and bad dogs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like other dogs.
Yeah. Do you think dogs have a way of saying sorry? It's like that's what it would take to hold a grudge, right? Like,
Rory.
Yeah, it'd be like Scooby.
Scooby, Rory, Rory, Rory,
Rory, Rory, and that's how that show works.
That's the plot of Scooby Doo.
Yeah, it always ends with Rory, and then you have an.
But what dogs have to say sorry about? Like,
I'm sorry, I sniffed your butt.
Yeah, sniff the wrong spot, and they're like, hey, because you've seen a dog freak out at another dog.
Oh yeah, but it's like it's not their fault.
It's no one's fault.
It's no...
Maybe that's what it is. It's just all so impersonal for dogs.
Yeah.
And everything feels so personal.
Yeah. It's like, it's like, it's not you. It's just like, I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, yeah. Don't do that.
Don't
and
do that.
No one's like, I'm bad because I did that. They're like, dog doesn't like that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Oh, you're one of those dogs.
Yeah. Versus like going home and being like, I must be.
I'm a dog. Yeah.
Or like, that dog is the... Yeah.
I wonder if dogs have that sort of doubt.
Am I the worst?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I've seen it.
There's insecure dogs.
Yeah, you see dogs who like definitely feel guilt.
Yeah.
They're like, I broke a
but
rule.
But like Catholic guilt.
Yeah, it's dogs who just came back from church.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, I shouldn't have licked myself there.
Oh, God.
I've seen people bring their dogs to church before.
Really?
Yeah, which is insane because that never occurs outside. I've never seen that outside of San Francisco, but like people bring their like tiny little whatever dog, and like it'll just be like hanging out with them in the pews, and you're like, that is absurd.
Like in a little bag or in
no,
a purse?
Like just like walking around the floor, and you can hear it. Like it's the only reason I know the dog's there is because you can hear its like feet and its the.
Is it not okay to bring a dog into a church?
Oh goodness, no.
Okay,
really?
So is this like?
Wait, why would you? What? Why would that be okay?
So is this like at mass? Like
yeah,
people are going
mass.
To Catholic
yeah,
mass.
Yeah. They're not like yeah.
But who will save
your
dogs?
All dogs go to heaven.
That's what I was trying to find out. Yeah. If there were dogs at Temple, I'd go more consistently. Like, truly, that would get me back there.
I would. I mean, I would love to have dogs at church. I mean, I guess you're right. I wouldn't be paying attention to
it. It's not the time or
it.
Place for it. Yeah.
I guess not. But it's like dogs can be, I don't know. I mean, people bring guns to church.
Oh, oh my gosh. That just happened. That just happened a week ago. We have to air this much later. Oh.
Well, I mean, no, but I think just in general, people bring guns to church.
Oh, yeah.
I would bring snacks.
Yeah.
Did that work as a diffuser? Do we feel better now?
Yeah, it much better.
No, I mean, I think it's, I don't, you know, there's things that happen, but like.
Yeah, there's a terrible event that happened a few weeks ago.
But even before that or after that, people are still bringing, like, I think guns.
Oh, no, you're right. I mean, people bring guns to everywhere. Like, there's in open spaces. Like, there are probably people who brought guns.
Yeah, but why can't they bring a dog instead?
What if they put a dog in their holster?
Bring dogs, not guns.
Yeah, bring dogs, not guns. Also, dog spelled backward is God. Why not? Why shouldn't they be in a reverse church?
So as long as it's totally upside down,
they should be in crook. They should be in crook.
They should be in crook. They should be in crook.
Truck.
Crook.
Truck. Dogs should be in trucks. I agree.
Trucks.
Dogs put dogs back in trucks.
Put dogs back in trucks.
That's our slogan. The thought. I'm driving this enormous rental car right now because I had an accident, car accident, and I did today on my drive over think like I could fit a dozen dogs in here. I like had the thought on the bridge where I was like, what if it was me and 12 dogs? Because they could comfortably fit in that car.
Yeah. Well, what size? Wait, in the bed and pickup?
It's three rows of seating.
Oh, it's like a
SUV.
It's an SUV.
It's like a giant a GMC SUV that I did not want, but.
Wait, why do you have a loaner car?
I had a car accident.
Oh, is everything okay?
I find my car's rough. And I'm going to say this because I'm just seething still. The car that came to a complete stop in the middle of the freeway that I hit had a really obnoxious vanity plate. Love, Lexi.
The vanity plate said love Lexi.
No, I just I'm letting you know because I'm feeling really petty and angry still.
No, you should. Yeah. Why did they stop in the middle of the freeway?
She when I got out and said, "Are you okay?" She said, "I'm lost." So, but it's fine.
In the middle of the freeway?
Yes, complete stop. Uh-huh.
Stop.
I know. Mm-hmm. It's a big old bummer. Mm-hmm. But I'm just trying to like rally everyone against this person that none of us know and whom I'll never see again.
Yeah, what's the vanity plate?
I can't say it. I don't want to like destroy.
Oh, for
I would
legal
hate
reasons?
To. Well, who knows? I just don't like the idea. But it was very bad, and I'll tell you later. It's stupid.
Yeah,
I hate her.
We'll destroy her.
Also, she's probably very nice.
It says fart poop.
Yeah, it says fart poop. It's a James and the Giant fart.
James and the Giant.
That's one we missed.
Willy Wonka and the Fart Factory.
Yeah.
Which it was. It was.
The fizzy farting drink.
Fizzy farting drink, yeah.
All dogs go to the bathroom.
the Oompa.
Lion, the Witch,
Poom,
and the Fart.
Poop. But Lion burps. Uh-oh, bye.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is a continuation of our discussion from earlier.
Yes.
whether it was a week ago or earlier in the show.
So yes. So just please understand.
But we're back into our farts.
We're back under our blanket fort.
Yeah, into our military
tower. Our fart palace.
Oh, that's like a memory palace, but like farts.
With farts,
but
yeah.
Does that actually work, like the memory palace thing?
There's an amazing book about it.
Like you
it's
build a
memory
space
palace.
In your brain.
Oh, yeah. I think somebody used it to win some contest as well.
Yeah, it's
memory
like a memory
contest.
Yeah. I'll give you
the
guys
author of the book won the contest, right?
Was this, I don't think so.
There was some situation.
He wound up placing in it.
He placed
well,
it.
Well, I mean, what book are we talking about? Are we talking about the journalist who wrote about
the
memory palace?
Yes, but I think he is the brother of like Jonathan Safran Foer or something. I am certain I'm getting
this
all wrong.
He's one of the Safran Foers.
I think he's a Foe. I mean, listen, I'm certain
guys.
that I'm getting.
Wait, what
it
are
wrong.
The Safran whatever folks?
Jonathan Safran Foer is a
he's a
author.
Novelist.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's from a family of like
writers.
Writers.
I think I'm saying the right person. In any case, you should read the book. It's totally fascinating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. His brother Michael Franzen.
Yeah, written by his brother. Stephen King, his cousin Stephen King.
Yes, Tom Clancy.
Yeah. If they're all writers, wouldn't they find that boring? Like for them, if everyone's a writer.
Oh yeah,
nobody's a writer.
Nobody's job is really that novel.
Oh,
is this something?
All for that?
Get out! Leave!
Is it
leave
okay
this,
to kill people in the blanket fort?
This blanket fort is not. There's no place for that.
No, but what is nice about the blanket fort, like I felt bad for saying that, and so it was a really quick trip to a weird leg hug.
Yeah.
Because we're just
good.
Pretty close.
No, we love it. We love it like dogs. We will have dogs in this blanket fort.
Oh my god, if there was one dog.
This is dog church.
Oh my word, this is dog church.
No humans allowed.
We might smell each other's butts.
Yeah.
If people fart.
There it is.
Yeah. But we don't have to say we're sorry because we don't have words for that.
Mm. And dog church means never having to say you're sorry.
Dog church means never having to say you're sorry.
Yeah.
You get a coffee mug.
Dog Jesus died for your so that you never have to say you're sorry.
Oh.
Do you think what kind of dog do you think Dog Jesus is?
Oh,
I feel ill-equipped to answer this one.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, I feel like
wait, are we doing like the Eurocentric whitewash
Yeah.
Then it's a golden retriever, clearly.
No. I don't think so. Yeah. You have to remember that Jesus was the son of a dog carpenter.
The son of a dog carpenter?
Yeah.
I thought he was a dog carpenter.
He was also both. You can be both.
Yeah, you can be both.
That's true. The law allows us to have the same spouses.
Oh, that's interesting. Because that you're not talking about his biological father. You're talking about his adoptive father.
Yeah, I'm talking about both.
I mean, his father.
Dog God is a carpenter.
He built the world in 7 days.
He built dogs.
He built dogs in 7 days.
Yeah.
Or 6 days and took rest on the seventh day. In his dog house.
Yeah.
On top of his doghouse, Snoopy stuff.
Oh, so he's a beagle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know. Again, as a Jew, I don't feel like I get to say.
So does that make...
Genesis, right?
Yeah, the first five books.
Right, I just mean, like, I don't feel like I want to label Jesus. I don't have a relationship there, you know?
Well, with dog gods, specifically.
So, dog god? Like a very big, scary dog, probably. Because in the Old Testament, he's, like, pretty rough on us.
Oh, yeah. He's a pit bull. Oh no! Isn't that a stereotype about pit bulls? Yeah. I feel like a lot of pit bulls
are the most loving dogs,
but they're often like treated badly.
They're treated badly because they're so strong.
Because they're so—they're just little muscle bugs.
Just little muscle bugs.
Wouldn't the head of the like the dog church? Would he be the pup?
Oh God!
Oh dog!
That's such a Catholic dog.
Oh my God! A dog wearing the Pope hat in a Popemobile. I need it.
Habeum pupum. Wait, habemus popum. Popum. Am I doing this right?
No.
Am I conjugating this verb right? Habemus, we have.
Oh, yeah.
Sal and I both took Latin.
Yeah, we all took Latin. That's
all of us?
Well,
Chris. Indirectly. I took a romance language.
That's not Latin.
Not Latin. Indirectly.
We are fans of the classics. That's why we're talking about military history.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We talk about the Battle of Cannae. Nope. Okay.
Jews aren't allowed to learn about battles.
What do you mean?
Nonsense. It was pure nonsense.
Moses, like, holding up his arms. No, what was that? Not Moses. Who's one of the, as long as he's holding up his arms, they were winning the battle. And then...
Ooh.
Oh, you may even know the Old Testament much better than me.
That's a deep pool.
That's not that deep.
I don't know.
That's a deep pool.
I mean, Moses parted that sweet, sweet Red Sea.
That was a, what was that, Stretch Armstrong?
Yeah, Stretch Armstrong.
I think his name was Stretch. Uncle Stretchy to his nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
I was thinking the Red Sea, if it had rooibos in it. Like rooibos, it's like
Moses.
The red tea.
As long as Moses.
For
Africa.
Oh, God.
I don't get that. Rooibos?
Like the tea. Rooibos tea.
Rooibos tea. If that was the Red Sea.
It dyed it because of its tea leaf color.
What?
Is there a gas leak under this blanket?
I think so.
Wait, it's a fart gas leak.
Somebody farted and I'm not thinking straight. I'm like, I'm high on the fart. So.
Oh, that sounded good. That was a good sound. How did we get to, dog church.
Yeah, dog church.
Yeah.
You're anti-dogs in church, it sounds like.
That's not the right place. It's not like a proper place for it.
But how would you feel if they built a small church next to the human church?
And, oh my God, and the dogs wear hats.
Yeah, that they go into their dog church while humans are in their human church.
Oh my God. That's my actual dream.
I want
dream.
There to be like a separate but equal dog.
No.
Oh, like a tiny bar for dog. Like the dogs go into the dog bar and they make a dog bartender.
Yeah.
And they serve water.
Yeah.
And they slap
while the people are in church?
Yeah.
It feels like a heat.
No, it's like
that sounds like the start of a joke. So these dogs go into a dog bar while their owners are in the church. And the dog bartender goes to them.
Yeah.
I think Hector is saying there's like a parallel version of everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
So
like
if there's
a human bar, there's a dog bar next to it.
Yeah.
What would be the best dog version of something?
A dog water park.
Yeah, that's fun. Oh, that's real fun. A dog salon could be fun.
Ooh, yeah.
But like real, like a spa.
Yeah.
A dog mud bath.
It's just a regular
mud.
Dog elementary school.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's just a bunch of puppies.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
Oh no. Dog graduate school.
Oh, pretentious fucking
pretentious.
Dogs.
Oh, and then if they stay longer, they could be post dog.
Oh.
You didn't like it.
No. I liked it.
No, they didn't like it.
Oh, they didn't.
We hated it.
Nope. I'm trying to think of a pun for PhD that's like
PH dogs.
No, that's not. We could do better.
Doctor
of medicine.
Doctor.
That's good.
That's basically saying it's post-dog.
Is there like a dog word that sounds like D?
dog.
PH.
PH dog.
PH dog.
PH Fido.
PH Doberman.
PhD.
Can we edit this out?
PhD.
No. This is all we're keeping.
Yeah. we'll slow down hours. The volume so that it just becomes the only thing that
this is all it is.
Are we all getting warm?
Yeah. No.
Oh, great. I'm just going to open this side of the vent.
Ooh. Yeah, we'll vent.
We'll vent temp.
This is the parachute activity.
Oh, my gosh. The parachute.
Oh, it feels good, actually. Yeah, you get a little wind.
Yeah, we learned this in elementary school.
This is the function
of
that.
And then we joined the military.
And that's why we're now all in this.
It's paramilitary.
The dog military.
There's also the parrot military.
The parrot military.
Annoying.
The telegraph.
So annoying.
The parrot military on Telegraph Hill.
Oh, yeah. I want to see that documentary.
The parrot military?
The parrot military of
Dr. Zhivago.
Dr. Z? Dr. Z?
Those are good looking parrots, by the way.
Dr. Zhivago is.
I've seen the parrots of Telegraph Hill. Like, I saw. I saw them at work.
No, now
we're going to get an echo.
No!
The echo goes back.
Sal took our blanket away.
We're back in our fort.
We're back.
It's hardly covering.
But I think it's still,
it's good. It's like atmosphere. It's like that thing where, when you're sick, you're supposed to, stand over a hot pot.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Supposed to steam to loosen up all
the... I heard
the
neti pots are supposed to be
really...
Oh,
no! Great. I'm out!
You're back in.
I'm back in.
I'm adding more real estate.
I think... Yeah, well...
This is warm.
Yeah.
Yeah, when was the last time you guys were this warm?
I mean...
The summer?
Summer.
30 minutes
totally,
ago.
Totally.
We did this.
Oh, yeah. Last night when I was in breakfast, my covers.
Are you pulling up something?
No, just...
Oh, that's a cool photo.
I think I'm glaring at Sal in that.
That's the normal.
No!
I love you.
Aw, so nice. Well... Hey, what do you guys think of, we talked about dogs, we talked about farts, talked about military history.
So we've hit the usual three for this podcast.
Yeah, the usual three things, that we always talk about.
Right.
Yeah. But what, what's new?
What drives you?
Yeah, that's good deep. What do you think is what's your what's the thing that...
Well, I was so last weekend I was on a pilot for a TV show game show thing called The Emotional Arcade.
Oh.
Where you play there's a scooter race and there's a sensor on your hand that detected your heart rate and emotional intensity. You had to think of a thing and it would make the scooter go, or if you weren't feeling it strong enough, your scooter wouldn't go very fast. And for one of the ones they're asking, they're what's the thing you're stressed out about? What are you doing? I was he's stressed. And what thing that stresses you? I was work. And then his follow-up question was but is that the thing that stresses you the most in your life? And I was whoa.
Does he know something I don't know?
Game show.
This guy knows how knew the follow-up question to
get Was it Mark Summers?
No.
Yeah. Well, you're
double
dare, even keeled.
You have a physical challenge?
Sal.
I'm pretty even keeled.
I imagine that you're not
I didn't win the race, is what you're asking.
Yeah, I'm asking. But I think that in life, that's probably a better thing.
I don't understand this game.
I don't get it either.
You're on a what now?
So they had three electric scooters.
Uh-huh.
And you had a little sensor on your hand.
Yeah.
And you could... you'd go all the way fast on the electric scooter, but it wouldn't move unless it detected, heart rate or, some level of sweat or something like that.
Need to be stressed.
Yeah, you need to feel any emotion. Pick an emotion and feel that one.
Oh, so it's powered by emotion.
Yeah, it's called the Emotional Arcade was the name of the
movie. Oh, so love.
Yeah, if you could love real hard.
Wow.
Who ended up winning, I don't want to spoil the thing, but the person who ended up winning... that race, the first one they did, there was not the one I was in, but somebody else's. They all went, and then the person who won chugged along, and they're what were you thinking of? And they're thinking of just having fun on the scooter.
Oh!
It's a
self-fulfilling perpetual motion machine.
But then the second one they did was, they're all right, now, it was three women, and they're all right, now, all think of your mother. And that same person just rocketed to the end,
Was it good thoughts about mom?
No,
or
was it not. It was strong, not good
anxiety.
Feelings. But it was great scooter fuel.
Yeah.
For for that game.
That's interesting. So in my freshman year studying drama, we did all this like sense memory stuff. And I think it's at least partially the Uta Hagen way of going about acting, and also someone else's probably more so. But in any case, it's all about like creating clear associations so that when a character feels something, you can like go back to that very specific feeling and sort of give your experience, your physical experience, to the memory of the character. So I feel like that would be a really valuable way, you know. So like we had to do all these things where it's like try to make yourself feel at like find a like intensely visceral experience. Yeah. Journal about it, learn it, and then give it to a moment in a script that you're working on.
Yeah.
So like I remember I sat in the music building at school in college, and there's like a hallway full of practice rooms, and on the inside of each room it's soundproof, you can't hear anything, but in the hallway you hear 12 different instruments playing 12 different songs.
Yeah.
And it was like one of the most viscerally intense experiences of my life, just to be like, oh, this is madness. This is actual madness.
Wow.
It was so stressful.
What did you write about it?
I don't remember. I think I just tried to like describe the physical experience that I had, because it was pretty, like, you know.
Yeah.
The longer I was there, the more sort of like frantic feeling.
Yeah.
And then I did a scene.
Yeah, what was the scene about?
I can't remember what that one. It was probably Crimes of the Heart, which is such an overused scene work scene.
What's the Crimes of the Heart one?
Crimes of the Heart is a play about three sisters, I believe. What if now I just described Chekhov's three sisters?
Yeah.
Are they on a subway going to a dinner party? And
no, they're... Oh, God. Crimes of the Heart.
They all have a gun that they...
One of the sisters murdered someone.
You know the rule of
Chekhov's
three sisters?
Yeah.
They each have a gun.
Each sister must go off.
They're paramilitary.
Yeah. But so it had, I don't remember. It was one of the sisters shot someone.
Yeah.
And the other two are like letting her come home because the gun was there. And someone comes back from someone's past. It's one of those, you know.
Yeah. Very Russian.
No. I mean, probably also that. But this particular play is like, it's probably from the 80s, if I had to guess.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like,
wait, this is a Chekhov?
No.
Oh.
I can't think of who wrote Crimes of the Heart.
Tolstoy.
Tolstoy 2. Return of the Tolstoy.
Tolstoy 2. Tolstoy fart.
No. Yeah.
Tolstoy fart. Yeah, that's
who
coming out next
that?
Summer.
The princess and the fart.
Beth Chekhov.
I think her name is Beth Chekhov.
Bethany
I'll look it up after
the
this.
Daughter of Chekhov.
Chekhova.
Yeah, and it's like, but it's also like three sisters, but they're married to three brothers.
Yeah, but one of them got kidnapped earlier than the other two did. All marriages are from kidnapping.
You know that movie with Bette Midler and Lily Tomlin from the 80s that is not 9 to 5, but it's like big city...
Big Love.
Big Business something.
Sex in the City.
Oh, God. What is that movie? It's this one where they play... It's like a... what's that old trope where it's like kind of Prince and the Pauper-y, but like...
Oh, they like trade.
They were swap sisters. Two identical sisters were swapped so that... two sets of identical twins. Mm-hmm. One of them from each were swapped.
Wow.
And so there's like a pair that lived, that grew up in the farms, mm-hmm. and grew up, one pair that grew up in the city.
Oh. Wow. Intentionally or by accident?
By accident. Ooh. As all 80s Shakespearean comedies.
So like sister-sister?
Is that what happens in Sister-Sister?
Sort of.
Tia Tamara?
They find each other.
Oh, interesting.
In a mall.
Is that really what happens?
I think
one of them's a farmer.
And
really?
No. I don't think that part.
Wait, but that's Hanging with Mr. Cooper, right?
I don't know.
Wait.
Well, aren't they related as shows?
Are they related?
No. Well, the actor, I think one of the actors.
Tia and Tamara.
Yeah, their brother Taj, I think, was in Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
He was also in something else, right?
I think he was also in Sister Sister.
Oh, I'm sure you're right. Yeah, I think the way that they meet, and this may all be made up, but I think they both reach for the same garment at a sale, like a clothing store.
In Sister Sister?
And then they're like, give that back. Huh? And then they're like, we are identical people. I think
that sounds, and is that like it's in the theme song, right?
Yeah, it's like.
I love how like in the past, like the theme song would tell you the setup premise.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like the nanny theme song?
Yeah. The nanny or like.
What's the.
Yeah. Or even like even
no one told me life was gonna be this way.
Your dog's a joke. Sometimes Prince of Bel Air.
No, wait,
something.
Now this is a story all
about him. Yeah, that's like a narrative one.
Or it's Game of Thrones. Everybody dies. Give them two episodes.
Wait, what is? Do you guys remember the Nanny theme song?
It's time to meet the nanny.
Nope.
It's
time to. I thought it was like she was working. Blah, da, da. I think so it sounds just, like. Yeah, da, da, da,
da, da. And then she married a guy. Blah, da, blah, da, da, da. She's the nanny. Blah, da, blah, da, blah, 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 blah. She's the nanny.
Is it that?
No.
I think it just sounds a little bit like Bugle Boy. Let me
tell you tale, tale of a nanny.
That is another narrative theme song, though. There it is.
I love Lucy and she loves me.
That one's we're close. As happy as two can be. I wish the facts of life were a narrative one. I love that stupid show.
The Facts of Life?
I love it. I don't remember it at all.
You take a chance.
They were college women living in dormitories.
Three's Company.
Oh, Three's Company.
Too. Come and knock on our door. Those are not narrative, right?
Yeah, that was tonal.
Yeah, but what was the one with the family? The Brady Bunch.
We need some
you're totally
help
right.
You
here's the story of a lovely lady.
I like that box. Like they're all looking up and down at each other in the box.
Oh, that's so fun! And then Alice shows up in the middle, and she's like, "Whoa!" I love
Marcia,
Alice.
That person who played Marcia must have had like the worst life after that, because everyone probably just went Marcia.
Yeah.
That'd be like playing a live action version of Waldo.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, "I found you."
Oh, I bet somebody named Waldo probably goes through that. Yes.
I would love to see a live-action film of Waldo.
Is that the best idea?
Yeah. It's going to be the plot for a National Treasure.
That would be a really fun show, like a live stage show.
Is
like,
he over
where's
here?
Waldo?
No.
You'd need hundreds of actors.
Yeah, you would need thousands
and a densely
of actors.
Painted.
Also, you'd need a lot of animals and a crazy
or you could
set.
Do it as a bit.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It could be a runner in a sketch show.
But I like the idea of Where's Waldo as like a big studio Hollywood movie.
Yeah.
But with the same premise as National Treasure.
Yeah.
Totally.
Nicolas Cage
wants
Waldo.
To steal Waldo.
He wants to steal Waldo.
Is that the, I actually don't know.
Stealing the Declaration of Waldo Benjamin.
How are we doing on time?
I think we should probably, we've hit the second half.
We've hit maximum velocity.
Hit maximum velocity, and that means we need to talk about where we go from here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do we do? I mean, so like, I mean, the thing is, like, I know you guys. I see you whenever I want.
Yeah.
But
I know you guys. But our audience, our lovely audience, doesn't know you. They probably know you because everyone talks about how funny you two are.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Honestly, though, I do. It's always like, oh, who's your funny friends? You know.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Everyone's like, who's the funny person?
Yeah.
And I'm always like, it's Sal.
I'm like, don't ask.
Yeah.
It's not for you.
Like, you can't.
Focus on me.
Whenever people want to know where Sal is, they ask me.
students always say, you know, I go to the Thursday show and
So funny. Everyone loves Lexi and Sal.
This is so nice.
Aww.
But individually.
Yeah, they hate when we're together.
Yeah.
The
as soon as
duo
we're in the same
horrible.
Oh, long live Shapoopy.
That was our duo.
I think we could do it again.
Duo it
again.
I wanna wait one more year to make sure that there's a 2 year gap.
Yeah, let's make sure that we do it once every
Fibonacci.
2 years.
It's
one, two.
Oh yeah, we
should have
done it twice in the first year.
Shapoopy.
It's
13-13.
Shapoopy is
a reference, kind of.
South.
It's Music Man. Sal and
it's
a Music Man. He's all
cool.
We both have a deep love for a number of pretty ridiculous musicals.
I don't know about ridiculous. Yeah.
Are you saying that the plot of Music Man isn't ridiculous right
no,
now?
No, it's great. No.
I mean, isn't it sort of like very on point with America right now?
Whoa.
Wow.
Right?
It's like a salesman who like really doesn't know
what
he is. Yeah,
whoa.
Totally.
Cash
like,
for
the merchandise. Okay, do we
cash.
All know all of
Let's
Music
just,
Man?
Just the whole way through.
Have you guys ever been in that show?
Have we ever been in Shapoopy?
No,
I've been
the
in
music
the production of Music Man.
I've
course.
Never been in the production.
I have not.
Nor
okay,
by
break
Bye
news.
Bye Birdie.
As soon as this is... Oh, Bye Bye Birdie.
Neither
as soon as this is over, we're going to create both in rep, starring only the four of us.
I would... Honestly, like, I would love to be in a community theater production of anything.
You can do that. There.
Yeah.
Community theater.
No, shut up.
No.
Wait, so you would love it, but you don't actually want to do it.
I can't.
You could come play. No. We have three dogs right now at the theater where I work playing Sandy, and I could just like take one of them out of the mix. And,
oh,
like,
I'll play
dress
Sandy.
You up, yeah.
We wear like a dog ghillie suit and just like.
Oh. Dog ghillie suit.
Yeah.
Like I would play Annie.
You know, you'd play the dog. You'd be like a shaggy dog. Like the ghillie suits are like what the.
Oh, I thought I meant like Gilly from.
Gilligan's Island.
No. Oh, good. Oh. I liked it.
Saturday Night Live.
And when I first started reacting, I thought I was going to be upset about that one, but I actually really liked it.
It's where everyone's just wearing those, like, special forces, like, sniper suits where they're, like, hiding in fields.
Here we are back to the military.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I got the title. Episode, yep. Those are the ghillie suits.
So, what do you want to promote? What do you want to plug?
Oh, yeah, what do you guys do?
Well, you come see us every 9 p.m. Thursday.
Every 9 p.m. Thursday?
Every 9 p.m.
At
Stageworks
with Endgames Improv.
Yeah, you guys are
Throwback
in
Thursday.
What is it? Mainline, main stage
team,
show.
Yeah.
Chivalry Club. Throwback. Hashtag Throwback. Hashtag Throwback. Do you guys get rid of the hashtag?
So Facebook stopped letting you put it in the title of the show. It's still a part of the name of the show, but you can't put it.
But you can find. But you can find them on Facebook.
Oh yeah, Throwback Thursday.
At Throwback Thursday.
Yeah, yeah.
You can find them on Instagram.
Yeah, I'm on Instagram.
Are you? What are you on Instagram?
I'm Sal Testa.
Do I follow you? Do we follow each other?
I follow you. I think.
Yeah. Are you guys flirting? This sounds like pretty romantic.
Yeah. And then also, I do sometimes a Saturday show in Oakland with All Comedy Theater. Do a short form improv show.
Oh, fun!
Yeah,
I got a show tonight. So if anyone,
is listening to this right now.
And then Chris and I do a Friday show.
Yeah, that's right.
The 9 o'clock, Your Fucked Up Relationship.
That's right.
It's a fun one.
Yeah.
Also
and if you're a child looking to attend a musical theater camp, I may see you.
Yes. Yeah. In Berkeley.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Wait, Sal, you grew up in short form, right?
No. Oh, I mean, I did a short form in college. Yeah. It would be like third to half the year we do short form, and the second half we do.
I really thought you grew up in short form Texas. For
short form Texas. Everything's a bit. Short form. Everything's a bit. It's very exhausting if you're not from there.
It's pun based.
Yeah, I did short form in college for it'd be like again like the first third of the year.
Let's just put this together. What's better, short form or long form?
That's like asking what's better, ice cream or cookies.
Well, which is it?
It's clearly ice cream. So which one is ice cream?
Clearly cookies.
Ooh, disagree. Cookies. All right, well, this half of the blanket is going to have cookies.
Sal, we won't let you win until you tell us which is better.
Yeah. Who are you going with, Sal? The one you love most?
They're both
horrible. I've never seen Sal so uncomfortable.
They both get to their own things. I think audiences, I think short forms are more accessible for audiences.
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, you mean for dumb audiences?
Dumb audience. Yeah. Yeah. Whenever I hear the word accessible, like dumb dumbs. Let's make the show.
No,
we're making our show better.
Instead of being like watching like someone read like slam poetry isn't for everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so is watching stupid stuff is not for everybody.
Oh no, it's everybody.
Can I posit a theory?
Yeah.
Anything really truly like well done, impeccably done, is super accessible.
Oh yeah, yeah. I agree. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, I agree with that.
No.
I'd say. Should you come see both of my shows and see what you like? And then that's the one that I like.
I will say that I grew up loving short form, watching it on TV and stuff, and then watching people do it. And so I think it is very accessible.
Yes.
But I was also really dumb.
Yes.
Oh, you were such
so
a dumb
smart.
Child.
I was
feel
such
like
a
all your
dumb
stories
child.
Have indicated what a just a dumb
No, I like short form. Don't get me wrong. But I love doing long form.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Short form gives me anxiety.
Yeah, because
it's
have
like,
to, like
you're
have
on
the
spot
rather than finding. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm on board to be on the spot.
Yeah, well, that's why you love that game show that you're in, where you have to be on the spot and have feel feelings.
When's that coming out of pilot? When do we see?
I don't know.
Where do we see the pilot? Aww.
We literally shot it last week.
I feel like I could win that.
That
game show.
Yeah. You'd crush it.
I would like, well, just anything. Very high highs, very low lows. Like really just any sort of, I'm just running pretty intense.
Yeah, you'd do well at it. The thing is like the shoot was like 8 hours. Or it was from 2 to 9.
So. No, I go 24 hours a day with this intensity. This happens while I'm
it
unconscious as well.
It is true. Lexi brings fire.
She brings heat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Under this giant blanket, we're all bringing.
Honestly, it's possible that I also am just a very warm person. It's possible that I'm creating.
Oh, you are a warm person.
You're a warm person.
Oh, no, I mean physically. I'm a furnace with legs.
You're physically so warm.
Yeah,
and you fart.
So. And I got, yeah, and all those farts.
And just farted. So we should get out of the blanket.
Yeah. And so, and also you have to go feed your meter.
Yes, you have to feed your meter. All right.
Totally. So, but, yeah, so, well, thank you.
Thank
both
you so much for coming.
Thanks
yeah.
for having
thank
us.
You. Thank you for making the sport with us.
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah, literally
thank
anytime.
Thank you for making this fart with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh my God, the fart
what?
Fart! Are we idiots that we didn't finally. Get there until now? Did we say it before?
Yeah, we did. And that's our
fart.
Show.
Yeah.